Hello, this is Tepi.
Hello. Hi, Tepi. My name is Celine. I am from Web Services at Locus Plus. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So Max asked me to give you a call. I'm going to be working with you today, correct?
Yes. Let me put some headphones on so I can hear you better. Okay. Hold on, please. Are you there?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes, I can. Very well. Thank
Perfect.
You. Okay. I have a few things that I wanted to address about the website. He's kind of looking to me to be more of the technical person, so I'm his wife. So
okay.
I'm in charge. You get
Always.
It.
I get it.
Okay. There's a couple of things, first of all, that I know he had asked about, and I want to go through them with you because he didn't explain it very well to me, but I'm going to try to explain it to you, okay? On the laptop, now there's two different avenues here that I wanted to talk to you about, the laptop and how things are appearing on the mobile phone. So
yes.
If we can do the laptop first.
Okay.
Under the services, under window installation, he wants, okay. I know that there's a point where you have, at the very bottom of that page, it's in white on orange, and he doesn't like that. He wants a more distinct typeface as far and color. It's kind of hard to read the white on the background, which is actually part of the problem on the mobile. It's very hard to read the white
to blue. It will make the white come out much more.
Well, it would probably have to be a dark blue because on my mobile phone, it's a lighter blue, and it's still very hard to read. Can the typeface be changed to black?
I never recommend to have black as background. If you want it, we can try it.
Oh, no, not the background, the lettering.
The lettering.
Itself. Can they be black?
Oh, over the yellow?
Yes, or a light blue, like is on the website, on the phone.
Or a light blue. Okay, let me.
Like the light blue backgrounds with black type.
Yeah. It doesn't, let me publish so you can see it on your end,
okay.
But it doesn't stand out much. So if you refresh the page, you can see it and you let me know.
Oh, it didn't work.
Mm-mm.
It's still yellow and white.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not changing. It's so yellow and white.
Excuse me. Can you go to the window replacement? If you go to window replacement, it's just I changed your window replacement.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. Can you put it in white on that and then I can look at it?
Wait, white? Okay, just give
yeah.
Me
go back
moment.
To the white type, like it was. I see what you mean about the black.
Yeah, it's just the white stand up a little bit more. But I can make that blue a little bit darker, like navy blue.
Yeah,
and it will stand out much more.
Okay.
Know? So, in a navy blue. That will make a difference. So just let me republish and Now, if you refresh, you will be able to see. Better?
Oh, I see. And it's also you moved it to the top, which is what he wanted
because
to do.
It's just before I called you, I called him. So,
Okay.
He told me he wanted to go out, at the top. So.
Okay. Yeah, that looks great.
So with that combo, it's just that way the white actually really stands out, and because the navy blue makes it that like, it's a nice color actually to have, and it's very similar to the blue of the
of the logo.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. And then, okay. Now he put the brochure in here. So vinyl products from all sides. So you click on that, and you get the brochure. So. He wants not as, I don't think he's crazy about the flip pages.
The book.
I told him
that we it's just that we are trying to separate the original brochure to create like single pages, so we can put single page, so you just scroll down the screen. But that is taking a little bit longer for us to make without breaking the quality of the brochure. So
this is just for the time being. Yeah, I mean, I can see all the pages. He thinks that they're not big enough. That the pages should be bigger, and I don't know. I don't agree, but I because you know he's having a hard time reading it, but you know people can. You can enlarge it, whatever. Let me look at my mobile and see how that looks. Hold on. Let me go to that. If I hang up on you, please call me back.
Absolutely.
No, I'll try not to hang up on you. Okay. Okay. So I want to look at services, window replacement. Okay. So when you click on vinyl products on all sides, okay. I mean, that's about as big as you're going to get on the phone, and people are going to have to. I mean, I have very bad vision, so it's really hard for me to read this.
For the brochure. If you go to the brochure page.
Yeah.
How does it look, the brochure in the mobile?
I can barely see it.
Yeah? It's just small.
It's very small.
Yeah, we're just having that as a placeholder until we actually finish breaking down into single pages to add single page after single page.
Okay, because I see single page after single page already.
Yeah, but that's a tool that is called the flipbook, so you can like swipe and pass the pages in itself.
Right underneath where the flipbook is. Mm-hmm. I can see each page that's in the brochure by scrolling on my phone.
Yeah, we're adding them. Because they're not all of them, I believe. I think that we still have a few. It's in there.
I don't know how many. It looks like there's 18 pages total in the flip book. 1, 2, 3, 4. 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. No, there's 18 pages that I can see.
They're all there already? Oh.
Yeah, okay. They're there. They're all 18 pages. Okay, so I don't know if you can remove the flip pages?
Yeah, we can remove it. That was just a placeholder until we actually had it completed.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, can they be made bigger, or do you recommend they are not made bigger? The pages, the scrolling
pages.
Yeah,
the thing is that we have them in the highest resolution that we could have it. So that's the biggest without getting all blurry. So if I made them bigger, they will be very, very blurry.
Okay. I'm just writing this down. Okay.
So I'm going to remove the flipbook.
One moment. Okay, I'm just taking notes on what we're doing. Okay. Now, if you go to when you're ready, tell me.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask if you want me to also remove the flipbook from the homepage.
Let me go to the homepage. I didn't realize it was even on there. He didn't talk about that, so for the moment, let's just leave it.
Okay.
And then I, you know, may have you remove it because I'm not really sure. I don't know why he had it on this page. Or is
No, I put it. I was the one who put it there for him to see. So I don't know if he wants to keep it there, or if he wants to remove it. So
I think we should stay. I think personally, we should take it out because you're going to find it in the, you know, in the window
reflection. Yeah, in the brochure.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would take that out.
It's done.
Okay.
Okay.
So, all right. I'm gonna refresh. All right. And then if we go to the homepage, which is, and where it says vinyl window max and window replacement and schedule, is there a way to center that, the text and the, is there just a way to center the text? Like move it all over,
to have it right in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look right on, especially on the cell phone, on the mobile.
Ooh, that's it.
Let's see here.
Wait a minute, let's see the spacing.
What is that, the orientation or something? I forget what that's called. It could be left, right, or center. So,
center. Yes, that's orientation. So if you refresh, let me know. You can make the frame, the black frame, smaller.
Much better. Okay. Huh? I don't want to do a replacement schedule. Okay. So now that should, if I refresh it on my mobile, that should also fix. Oh, it worked. Yay. Okay. All right. So far that's perfect. All right. Now, on the mobile, I mean, I see on the website, it's probably just easier to read because it's bigger, but on the mobile, the white against the gray, the white type against the very, very light gray is very hard to read.
Hmm. Yeah.
So can that be fixed?
That's the thing, because any changes that I do to the mobile will reflect on the desktop version. So I will consider rather to having that light gray to have that navy blue.
Okay.
Gray is a good contrast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So Oh, but it's not showing me the pictures when I change the background. Let's see.
Well, the only place on the laptop I see. Okay. It's just those five click on, or 8 click on pictures. So that's what's on the phone. Yeah, like on the home page where it says expert services.
Yeah.
We just don't want it to say Highland Park everywhere. So trust your experts instead of trust your Highland Park experts. Because we don't want people to think that we only work in Highland Park.
Yeah.
And there's so many references throughout that we're in, you know, window installation in Highland Park, and there's 3 or 4 references to Highland Park that make it sound as though that's the only place we work. So I can tell you where they are. You tell me.
I would put trust your window experts. Yeah. On that section.
Yeah. Trust your window experts. Okay. So that's, and then under our services, let me get to reliable window. Let's see. Energy, advanced energy. Beyond. I know I read it somewhere. I just have to find it. Reliable window installation. Somewhere it says, gosh, now I don't know where I saw it. So reliable, it said our services, reliable window installation in Highland Park. Let me go to the first one.
Oh, okay. For the mobile version, for the expert services, I bolded the white, so it is a little bit more easy to read. It's just I will need to actually fix that, because the text should be over the picture, and it's right below. So it's going to take me a little bit to configure that.
Okay. Because I see on my phone, I see the expert services. Oh, I see it. I see it right above the picture on my phone. It should be on
your phone. Did you see it? It should be on top of the picture.
Above it.
No. Right on top of the picture, as it is on the homepage of the desktop. So it should not be that gray background. So that's why when I changed the background color to a navy blue, the images disappear, because they are supposed to be over the images. So it's just that's called a widget. So the way that it's built is broken. So I will need to fix that, but that does take me a longer time. I cannot do it over the phone, but I will get it fixed.
Okay. So
they will go over the picture.
Okay.
As you see it on the desktop version.
Okay. Let's see. Let me refresh this then. It's still there in white. So
that's the thing. It's just I couldn't change when I change it, the picture's removed. So, and I'm looking at the code, and it's not working, the code in there. So as I said, that takes a little bit more time, a lot of time actually.
So if those items and that print can be changed to the different color to make it more readable, that would be good. So hopefully that will cross over into the mobile phone.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find those places where it says Highland Park. Let's see. Yeah, I don't understand why I'm having a hard time finding this. Reliable window insulation. Here, let me just look at the top and see. Using the same window crew. There's a thing here that says on the page, window insulation under services, the first tab, it says in a part using the same window insulation crew for 20 years. In the last paragraph there, it says city in parentheses. You see what I mean? Where it says local climate conditions. This includes right glazing options and weatherproofing methods to match local climate conditions. Period.
Yeah, I just fixed that. Okay. Because I requested to remove the city from the entire content. So probably that was just a mislap.
Okay.
But it's fixed.
Okay. Just don't understand where I saw that Highland Park thing. It's not showing me here. Anyhow, I don't know if you can do a search to find where Highland Park, where it says, talks about Highland Park in here. We just don't want it to be, oh, here, let's see. No, okay. Planning your window upgrade. This is one of them. And this is under the premium window replacement services for lasting home efficiency and value. That is, must be in the window replacement tab. Planning your window upgrade.
Great. We guide homeowners. Yeah, got it.
Just we guide homeowners through the selection process. Just take out in Highland Park. I found that one. There's only one left.
Okay.
Done. Okay, so there's one left that I saw. Reliable and geez. Do you have an email, Celine?
So it is a website with an S at the end.
Uh-huh.
At localsplash.com.
Does that go to you?
Yes, that goes to my department, but I'm the head of the department, so I get all of those.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because once I'm not going to take up your time looking for it. Once I find it, I'll send you an email and just have you take that part out. Okay. This is probably a silly thing, but on the contact page, two things. Very important on this map. He does not go this far. So, nor does he want anyone to think he goes this far. I know it's in somewhere in here lists the cities that he covers.
Yeah.
And we definitely don't want to be going. Some of these places are over an hour away from him and he doesn't want to do that. So can we tighten that? I would take out take it down to below where it says Waukegan and under where it says Evanston, just under where it says Evanston, and maybe circle it just around Arlington Heights.
So how many miles would be that? Because the thing is that the map is set for 25-mile radius from Highland Park.
He wants to do a maximum of like 15. maximum.
16. Okay, it goes by 5, so it will be 15.
Okay, so 15.
Okay.
Yes, you can take off 10, yeah. See, this is 25?
Yeah, that's 25 yeah. miles.
Okay, yeah. We take it down to 15.
Oh, man, I need to do it in the account and then go back to... Okay, it says that that is connected to the towns that were placed on the Google profile.
Yeah, I mean, I think Skokie, I don't know that you're familiar with our area. I don't know where
okay.
you live. Oh, were
you? I'm in California.
Oh, well, then you would have no clue.
I have absolutely no
yeah.
idea.
So, no, but, and I know if you live in California, you know all about traffic, and Chicago traffic isn't any better than
oh, yes.
than
we can actually
so.
Take here, like, for 10 miles, you could easily take 50 minutes to
oh.
get it done. Yeah,
I'm
5-0.
Sure. We came out to Palm Springs about a dozen years ago, and we took a weekend up to LA, and we were in shock at the traffic.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
People leaving work at 5 o'clock and getting home at 8 or 9.
Yeah.
I mean, that is,
if
no
you
judge.
Have to take the highway, the A5 is just, it's horrible. It's just horrible. Anything between,
imagine.
I think Santa Barbara and San Diego, that whole southern part is just, it's unbelievable. So
yeah,
luckily, I'm very close to work, so for me it's like 15
yeah.
minutes drive, but no. It's horrible.
Yeah, in Chicago, when there's snow, forget it. The city is 23 miles from me, and it took one day. I'm not lying. It took me 4 hours to get home.
Oh,
I left at 4, got home at 8 o'clock. I thought I was pounding on the ceiling of my car. Get me out of here! It was so horrible.
No.
So, yeah, I used to be a sales rep and drive for a living to 5 states. So, boy, am I happy that I'm sitting at home in my office right now. So,
good for you.
Yeah. Yes. So,
if you refresh, you can see the map. It's been shortened to 15 miles. It's just right on Waukegan and a little bit below Evanston, Arlington Heights. So that represents 15 miles from your point of verification.
Okay. All right. I'll double check with him later if he's going to live with that, which he should, because that's right about where, I mean, Waukegan is not that bad. So I think we should leave it, but we'll see what he says. But that's better.
Okay.
Yeah, much better.
But in any case, if you find anything that you want changed or modify, if you send the email to websites, as I say, I'm the head of the department, I'm the product manager, so I get all the emails. And,
okay. All right.
Just heads up, I don't work on the weekends, I'm a mom, so, but whatever you send it to me, I usually try to make it within the day that is received. Okay.
Oh, no problem. Okay, just I think I got a couple more quick things if you still have time. The background picture, this is probably a silly thing on my part on the contact page where it says contact us, where it says room service on the phone.
On the phone system, sir?
On the picture of the phone, contact us, it says room service, reception and then room service. The phone is adorable, but I didn't know if we could block out where it said room service. I just thought that was silly. But, you know, you can leave it. I'm the only one.
Like in the home? No, it's just I'm looking at it. Let me see for myself.
Where it says contact us. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I'm looking at my laptop. There's, you know, the name, phone, email, address, message. The picture behind it is of an old dial telephone.
Oh, on the mobile version. Yeah.
And I actually am on my laptop right now. Anyway, it says reception and then room service. So I didn't know if you could change that, which is probably a silly thing, and it doesn't matter if you
not a silly thing at all. It's just, it really surprised me because I don't see it on my end.
Oh, you know, you can't really see it on the mobile. You can see it on the laptop.
Just on the laptop. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so strange. Oh, I see it now. It's in the wheel of the old phone. Oh, I didn't notice. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's probably okay.
That's the picture that we have in almost every single one of our contact us on the website. Ah, okay.
You know,
I will get my team to look into that.
Okay. All right. Now, probably the most important thing on the mobile is, this is the most important thing, not probably. So when you click on services on your mobile and you start to go down, you got columns next to each other and the text placement is all off. Like it'll say window replace. And then below it, ENT. And then like energy.
It's because the widget is broken for the mobile version. So I need to, because they're supposed to actually be on top of the image itself. So.
Yeah, and I not even that. I mean on, like the.
On the code.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just because they get like, caught. They are like all in vertical.
You see,
like, there's one place where it's one single picture, and then below, and then there is another place that is two pictures, and, that's broken.
But then below it, like, bay window installation, I mean, that one is set up fine, the slide, and then when you get to the sliding patio doors and the garden windows installation, then you've got the two side-by-side again. So, vertical. So, they all need to be, like the picture for the bow window installation, you know, one picture across and then just one subject per page, however I should say it, instead of having it broken up like that with the vertical columns.
Yeah.
Hopefully you understand what I'm saying.
I absolutely get it.
Okay. So, yeah, because I mean, I don't want people opening this and going, what kind of website is this? It doesn't look good like that.
No.
It looks good though. So that can be fixed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm chatting one of my developers.
Okay.
Because as I was saying to you, just I see the widget in itself is broken for the mobile version, so we need to redo that section.
The widgets are broken. What does that mean?
That means that when you see on the desktop version. I'm very technical sometimes.
Oh, okay.
So when you see in your laptop, for example, you see that there is. The text is right over the picture. So, and it's organized in a different manner. It's like one is a larger picture, one they are two smaller. So that is supposed to translate in the mobile version. It should be just one picture below the other. in an organized manner.
Okay.
All of the same size.
Yes.
Just because of this pain.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
That's where it got broke, because what it's doing is trying to mimic the laptop version of it.
Ah, okay.
And of course there is no space on the mobile. Make sense?
Right.
So that
okay.
That whole thing is called a widget, where it's the picture, the link, and the text. All of that is a widget.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And that's a little bit broken. I know.
Okay. But you're going to work. You guys are going to be able to fix that.
Yes. He's telling me now how can we do it. So, as I say, it might take me a while, but I will let you guys know once it's ready. Like once it's done, I will send Max an email, because I have his email, and just let him know all done and mobile version looks good. Okay?
Okay. All right. So I'm going to email you the last thing I find about where it says Highland Park.
Perfect.
I'll tell you exactly where it is. And then I know that he's also going to be getting brochures from these other vendors.
Yes. So we can link them.
And I will work on getting you those.
Perfect.
And I mean, I'm not you as far as being technical, but he is bad. He's so bad. You know what? I mean, I've always tried really hard to keep up with technology, because I don't want to fall behind, with life and how to do things and whatnot. So as far as, you know, being technical, I could not create the website, but I could help him with it.
Of course.
So,
You might find yourself that you are able to create a website. Nowadays, it's actually far more easier for we think.
Yeah, no, I probably could. And I mean, I'm doing a Facebook page. I'm doing an Instagram. I'm figuring out how to do TikTok. And, you know, I'm trying to get it. You know, I think the most important thing for us is we got to get this website nailed down, because I do believe that, you know, he's done a few, you know, pretty expensive mailings. And I said, you know, without a website to land on, nobody's going to call you.
Yeah.
It's not that you look fake, but you look like you've never been in business. So, you know, you need an informative website with reviews, and, you know, we're doing everything we can to get that. So, we'll send you the other brochures and the thing about Highland Park. I'll show him what we did, and then you're going to work on the widgets.
Yeah, the mobile version widgets. So it looks actually tidy, because it can't mimic the design that is on the desktop. So once I have that, I will let you know. That, as I said, if I don't have it completed today, for sure will be done tomorrow morning, because I do have another 5 phone calls.
So, please. Yeah, I'll let you go.
I will do my best to have it today, because I'm also very bothered to see it now.
Okay. All right, Celine, you've been great. Thank you so much for your help.
You're very welcome, Tipsy. Thank you so much for getting my call, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.